We know hunting for good coffee can be frustrating and time-consuming. And with all the confusing labels out there, it's hard to know that what you're buying is actually mindfully sourced and truly making a difference in people's lives. That's why we put together our Perpetual Joy coffee subscription. Over the last 15 years, Joe Bean Coffee has built friendships with award-winning coffee farmers, ones we trust to consistently bring us amazing coffee year after year. Coffee tastes best at the peak of harvest, which is why we run our program like a CSA, regularly sending you a rotating selection of in-season coffee. You pick how many bags and how often you need it. We do the rest. And you can feel good knowing you're directly supporting small-scale coffee farmers. Go to JoeBeanRoasters.com for details.
Hi, I'm Kelly.
And I'm Kelly,
the host of Getting Real with Bossy, the real, raw, and honest podcast about small business ownership. With our experience, 9 businesses and over 25 years, we continue to bear it all and share what we wish we had known.
We move past the must-be-nices and start getting real. Come along as we interview small business owners and get the true story.
Leave with another tool for the next time you feel alone on this journey.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Getting Real with Bossy. We are your hosts, Kelly Bush.
And Kelly Metris.
And happy new year. Happy 2026.
2026.
New year, new them.
I love it.
Yeah.
New year, new them.
I am done. There's things internally that I want to focus on, but I don't need to change. They need to change if they want to stay in my life. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just done.
The world needs to catch up with us.
I agree.
And that's for the listeners too. Mm-hmm. You don't have to change yourself.
Yep. New year, new them.
Favorite quote. I'm flabbergasted. Yes, please. 2026.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's the year of the horse. That hasn't started yet, but I don't remember what the horse means, but it's a lot, it embodies strength and speed and resilience and horses don't change themselves.
They don't. They live unapologetically. And you and I both have wonderful, of course. We both have wonderful childhood memories of horses.
We do.
So I'm ready to be in the year of the horse. It's going to be a year I thrive.
Can you imagine if you walked up to a horse and you were like, you need to be a cat? No one's going to do that.
That horse would say not happening.
Yeah. New year, new them. Man.
New year, new them.
I just want to share this because it's making me laugh. This is not our puke pot. This is actually a cooking pot. But because we're going to burn things today, I literally have a pan, like a pot, on my lap. I'm just sitting here with like a pot on my lap.
Which is what you would do if you had the flu.
Right. And I'm like, no, this is so weird. It's like, I don't have anywhere to put it though.
Right.
Okay. Let's get this show on the road.
Right. So I know traditionally people focus on resolutions, but I watched this really wonderful video. And if I can figure it out, we'll share it when we share this episode. And it was, instead of doing resolutions, you do one thing that you really want to accomplish this year. And then 4 winning habits, focus on one thing a quarter and what you want your year to look like. So decide what you want your end of the year to look like and 4 habits to get there. And then pepper in 6 mini adventures, because there's really no way to get through a year, because life is difficult, without having things to look forward to. And get those things in the books, get them in your calendar so you have things to focus on and look forward to. So when I was really preparing for this, I went through and what do I want my end of the year to be? Do I want who do I want to be? Because I feel like I spent a lot of this year, because this year was such a struggle with the economy and the hospitality industry and just physically with my leg and getting everything pushed back and the shingles and the dog and it was just nonsense. And I took a lot of people's opinions to heart and let them kind of shape who I ended the year like. And I was like, I don't like that. So I'm like, I want my end of the year of 2026, I'm going to be living unapologetically. And that just felt very harsh. So then I was like, I am going to be having surgery to fix this broken ankle that I've had since 2018, which has been just ruining like my physical life for a long time. So I'm going to end up having my year of alignment. So
I love it.
I went through and figured out how I need to do that. And then it actually aligned. I've been using align a lot. So this can be a drinking game for you guys listening at home if you want. But it aligned with how I want to do things with business too, because it also comes into business, especially I feel like, you know, if you're doing retail or hospitality, something that you're putting so much of yourself in, you know, people have a lot of opinions and they love to share that. And I get caught up in it and it's very hard not to. And when you take over places that have been big businesses before, you know, I'll post something about our place. I'm like, ah, I love the reunion. I'm like, yeah, who didn't? But that's amazing. And they've also sold it and move on. So I take a lot of that stuff to heart and I'm like, I'm not going to do that anymore. And so I really want to focus on that. So the first thing I did for business is we created these kind of like business manifestos and we posted them yesterday. And the response was incredible. And it was just really like, it's a new year. We just kind of want to reshare who we are, to put it out there. For us personally, you know, for Don and I to remember who we are and why we started this. And then for our customers and anybody who maybe hasn't been in for a while or hasn't been in yet. And then because our next step is we need to make sure that staff are on board and make sure they're understanding who we are because they're delivering our message too. So that was kind of step one for what we're doing to get myself to this year of alignment. So that's kind of how I'm handling not doing resolutions this year. And I can go through it all if you'd like.
Well, I just hate resolution because it's such a definitive thing and it's so much pressure. Mm-hmm. It's just another thing on your to-do list. No, you have goals. What are the things I want to work towards? What are the things I didn't like in 2025 that I want different in 2026? And how am I going to work for it? It's not a resolution. So you're saying on New Year's Eve, I'm setting forth this resolution. And then January 1st, the pressure to get that done is so overbearing that most of us give up within 2 weeks because we're like, holy shit, exactly. This is never going to happen. Mm-hmm. Small goals, man. Small girl goals. So what
and
is
like
yours?
Reframing stuff. Like, I'm not going to prove. I don't have anybody prove anything. I'm like that. I'm like, I'm not trying to prove anything. I'm really just trying to stop arguing with myself. So if I can stop arguing myself, then I can feel like I will get to this point of living in alignment. So like my first step, the first habit is this self-permission. And if I can't live in peace, I'm going to constantly be like policing myself. So when things come up, if I'm feeling anxious, am I allowed to feel it? Am I allowed to want it? Am I allowed to choose myself in this moment? So this is for me personally, if I can do that. And sit in that moment and not have to try to fix it, not try to explain it, not try to justify it. Theoretically, I'm going to have less of that shame spiral, less of that self-shame, and making decisions with less panic because I made a lot of decisions in 2025 in panic. And that's just not healthy.
It's not. And you know what? I read this somewhere a really long time ago. The voice that you hear most in the world is the one that you listen to most. And it's your mm-hmm. own. So whatever you're thinking in your head, that's the voice you hear the most often. It's not your parents, not your kids, it's not your best friend, it's not your spouse, it's you. So you need mm-hmm. to really think about what you're putting forward to yourself, right? So like those are the thoughts that you're going to live in. And that's how we end up in these spirals and, you know, laying mm-hmm. on our floor supine.
Right, exactly. Number two, so once I accomplish that in my quarter one, I'm going to start like looking at those pressures and removing them. So is this pressure coming from me? Is it coming from the past? Is it coming from fear? Is it somebody else's expectations? And then, like naming that. And so kind of some examples of that, like these deadlines that I'm constantly putting out there. I do it all the time. Like, I got to get this done by this time. And guess what? It never happens. And I constantly push it back because they're all self-imposed. And then they self-implode. So they're all self-imposed. And then I just continue to move it. So these pressures they're not real. And I need to kind of, when I'm feeling these pressures, like I need to get better about prioritizing and start actually creating habits and how to actually see these challenges and take them step by step. And identifying like what that pressure is and where it's coming from, because another one of my goals is to get back into therapy and help my therapist out a little bit with that.
I was going to say, your therapist is going to be so proud of you.
I know, she's going to be so proud. But what that will look like when I can achieve those, I'm hoping, is kind of slower reactions and better decision-making, fewer stress-based decisions, and being a little bit more grounded. Number three, when I achieve all that, is that's when I'm going to be able to stop kind of over-explaining my choices to other people, but more importantly to myself. And this is kind of where the self-acceptance is going to hopefully start quarter three. Maybe it'll come earlier. Who can say?
Oh, it's going to be next week, Kelly. You're amazing. So. And we know you're amazing. And we're going to all send our energy to you to remind you how amazing
you are. Thank you. But just stop over explaining myself, and just fewer justifications, short answers, and just being more calm in my certainty, because I know what I'm doing and I know pretty much that I'm going in the right direction for my future, and I don't need to keep explaining myself. So after I've achieved those first two goals, I'm going to be able to do that. I'll have this confidence without defensiveness, less anxiety around feedback, which is, I'm so looking forward to that, and a stronger sense of self. And then my fourth one is choosing peace on purpose.
Ooh, peace on purpose. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what that will look like is letting things go, not responding, just saying no, trusting my team, going home early. I think we talked about it. I forget what episode it was, that just being there isn't leadership. Just being present, being at work, it's not active leadership. I need to utilize my time better. Why I want this to be my goal, because peace shouldn't be passive. It should be intentional. And I want this to kind of be where everything that I've worked on all comes out in the end to emotional steadiness, self-trust, and a calm confidence that doesn't need validation.
Calm confidence. And we're going to pause really quick. This is perfect timing because you got to the end. Yes, mm-hmm. Baby. Gosh. Harper says hi, everyone in the podcast. Hi. And yeah, we're off of school still. So
hi. Thank you for she was my second Happy New Year.
Oh, really? I didn't text anybody. I got a little tipsy. We watched Stranger Things for so long on New Year's Day.
I'm sure.
Or New Year's Eve. Yeah, because we had to catch up. We hadn't had time to watch the two previous episodes. So Aaron and I started early and made snacks and had a drink. And then, you know, I'm a lightweight these days. So I think I had three cocktails over the course of like 8 hours. So, my mom's birthday is New Year's Day. So we did the phone call, happy birthday. And then I was like, done. I was like, okay, good night. They come out.
It's okay. I heard from Harper. It was wonderful.
I feel so bad now.
No, don't. No, it was wonderful. It made my day. Or night.
So I do love your resolutions, because I was reading up on where New Year's comes from, because we were going to do this episode, and I was like, I wonder if I can find anything. And most cultures and religions base it around, you know, things like the lunar cycle or the equinoxes or the crap.
Yeah, that word.
I'm a really bad witch. But the current calendar, January, I believe it's Roman, is named after Janus. And you guys, if I'm wrong, it's okay. But I do know the Janus part. I just don't know if it was Roman or Greek. I'm sorry to my kids that are obsessed with Greek and Roman mythology because of Percy Jackson. They're going to tell me I'm right or wrong. But Janus, the important part, is the two-headed god of past and future.
Oh, okay.
So you enter January, you look into your past, you look into your 25, you see all of the things that you did not like, and you fast forward, and what am I going to change and do different this year? What am I going to get rid of, and what am I going to keep? And I think that your goals lined up perfectly. And I love the quarterly goals. I did the same thing. I have four goals for each aspect of my life. So it's, you know, little things I can look forward to each quarter, and then I have time, you know, to install those new habits and put those new pieces in place. Mine are a little bit more specific. So like personally, move my body. I've been so busy. Like my body's moving, but it's busy moving. It's not like peaceful moving. It's not taking a walk. It's not making time for myself to do a yoga or work out, or I'm moving, but it's just I'm running. Right. I want to move my body in a purposeful and peaceful way. I want to be present and still. I'm trying, you know, last year I spent a lot of time trying to change that busy mindset and slow down and just be in the moment. And I feel like I'm in a place that I could really start doing that this year. It's, you know, 46 years of changing habits. So I think I'm in a place. I want to see my family. I don't want to just be with them. I mean, we probably talk 15 minutes a day when it's all said and done. You know, everybody is constantly running and I want to make intentional moments and I want to date my husband. Mm. We've been so busy running around and like everything else, it all kind of connects, right? So I want to make those moments where we set, you know, things to look forward to, just like you were talking about, right? I want to have things that we look forward to that are just the two of us and not a thousand other things.
But can we have a double date too, though?
Yes, we could totally double date. Yes. That counts. I've been trying to work on a double date for like a year.
I know. Yeah, we need to do that.
For work, just to give people ideas, you know, at Selena's, I want to grow our catering 20%. And how am I going to do that, right? So I broke it down into four different things. I'm going to monitor our catering ads. I'm going to track our socials. I'm going to train up our staff. And I'm going to review all of our processes and procedures. For Bossy, I want to grow our podcast downloads by 50%. And how to do that? I'm going to build our YouTube and TikTok channels, updating the video cuts. I'm going to get 4 ad sponsors. And I'd like to try to run our fall seminar program again. It was really hard in 2025 to get people to even stop because we've always run our programs based on the needs of the group. And getting people to even stop and think about what they needed was so difficult that we didn't do anything specific this past year like we have in the past.
Right.
Because people were just all over the place and it was hard to get them. So hopefully by fall, we can all be in a place where we know what we need and we can bring in speakers and seminars and workshops to work on those things.
Definitely.
So yeah, so mine are a little bit more mathy.
Mm-hmm. I think both are important though, and both work for each of us because we're different people, you know, and that what you're saying is now triggering things in my mind. I'm like, yes, because I also, there's a couple things that I want to do and I'm guessing what I said has, you know, prompted some thought in you because I think things work differently. I spent a year of putting metrics into place and it just frustrated me more. Yeah. And some of them just did not work out because it was just a year of fucking chaos.
Well, and what I realized this year, like with the processes and procedures and manuals and stuff that I want to go through while it's slow in the winter season, is that our business is very different from when we wrote those. So we've updated them over the years. Oh, we're using this POS system or, oh, this process has changed. And we update like that chunk. But we have a different business. I need to write a new one. Like this is not the same business we had in 2011 when I wrote them. So I need to start over. I mean, I won't start from scratch. I'll use the template I have, but I need to acknowledge and appreciate where we are now so that we can move forward.
Right. I like it. Do you have any big goals for yourself for the year?
No, I just want to stop. And now that I'm learning how to stop a little bit more, now I want to be intentional in what I'm doing when I stop. You know, I want to work on my relationships.
Right.
I want to see my friends.
Yeah, I want to do that too. Not just over Zoom, not Zoom, Riverside. Well, I was kind of thinking like I did pick one goal. I mean, I do want to get something. At first I was like, I want a book. And I was like, I just want something to publish. And that could just like I wrote out when I was doing this project or this process, I went through like how step by step and it's more of like an 8. I think it's actually 10 steps. For the business, how I'm going to do all of these, you know, these 4 goals, but broke it down a lot more. Like I could turn that into something that I could then sell and publish. So I don't want big goals anymore. I just want ease. I just want peace.
Yeah.
I want peace and alignment. I'm not looking for anything big.
Yep. That's where it's at. So do you want to burn some stuff? We told everybody we were going to burn stuff.
I'm ready. La, la, la.
Oh, I have my coffee cup.
Yeah.
I got this from Amani. It says world's best mom.
Oh, because you are.
So I'm going to use my coffee cup because I feel like that can maintain some heat. Put a little water in it.
Yeah, I got. So we're going to do a little of both. We have sheets of paper that have things that we are going to be getting rid of and then the things that we're looking forward to and we're bringing into our life in 2026.
I even have herbs.
You have herbs?
I have herbs.
We're doing an event, a live event. Maybe we'll videotape some of it and post it. Because when I am out for surgery, I am going to be working on that YouTube because I'll have plenty of time to do nothing. So maybe we can post some cool videos and attach them to that. because we are going to be doing some burning for our January event.
All right, I'm going to start with sage. So which one is cleansing? What are we going to cleanse? Ooh, that's a good one. They're all so good.
I'll be honest, Kelly, and I'm not proud of this. And I realized this over the holidays when I had some people talking about some family drama that I was like eating it up. I got caught up in so much drama this year. There was a lot of drama in family and work friend group drama. And I was just, I feel like I got caught up in all of it. And not like I was involved in it, but I was like invested in it. And I'm like, this is not who I am. And I don't want to be there. And it's, I think, because other things are just so out of control and stressful in my life. I'm like, oh, feed me that drama. Yeah. Give me all the tea.
It's a nice escape.
I'm going to use reality TV for that from now on. I am not getting involved in the drama.
I love it.
It's ugly. And I don't like who I am when that happens. How about you?
So my first one is feeling like I'm not enough and acknowledging that I am enough. And again, new year, new them. It's not about me. Mm-hmm. It's about y'all.
Right.
So I wrapped it. I have mine on one on each side. So I did what I want to get rid of and what I want to replace it with. And I wrapped it around a little sage. And we're going to burn it. Let's see if you can hear the sizzle. My kids are going to be like, what's burning? I have it over my pot.
Sizzle. Oh, gosh.
Oh, so my kids, when we do fires in the backyard, we take up herbs and we wrap them together. And there's not a smoke detector in here. Okay.
I was just thinking the same thing. So I'm also going to be fanning the air. So if you hear some background noise, it'll be better than my fire alarm.
So we wrap things up and we throw them in the fire with a wish. So we just pick out the smells that make us feel like we're going to get what we want. And we make a wish and we throw it into the fire and it's just manifesting, right? It's just, it's putting it out there. And, you know, that's what I want my kids to realize.
Mm-hmm. All right. I am saying goodbye to broken bones and hello to physical health.
Physical health.
Just being able to move without pain. And I don't know. I don't even know what that's going to look like.
I'm going to use lavender for that.
Oh, nice.
So mine is, that comparison that we do that leads to self-hate, which probably leads to feeling like you're not enough. And I'm attaching that to moving more because if my mental health is better, I'm not going to listen to all your shit. So I'm going
to
burn my lavender and my intention. Mm-hmm. I think a friend is getting dropped off at my house right now. They're going to be like, what is going on upstairs?
Don't worry about it.
That's my crazy mother.
We're just being witchy.
I really like that.
Did you see, I sent you a link to somebody making a cake that was an actual dumpster and they were putting like stuff in their dumpster.
It's like
a cake and then they made like a little fondant. It was like a cake, like a rectangle size. And they made like a fondant dumpster to put around it so they could put all their stuff in on like edible paper that they were able to burn. I don't know. I'm going to find it if I can find it before our event and then make our own little dumpster fires.
That's wonderful. You know what? Can we set the cake on fire? Kelly from Get Caked, can we work on a dumpster fire cake?
Yes, please. I'm saying goodbye to people who consistently take advantage and drain me to embracing the staff who are in my life that support.
I'm wrapping time, which is cleansing, to being on my phone versus being present.
Love it.
Because it's keeping me from being present. Ooh, that one burnt a lot.
That was an important one, I guess.
Right? Ooh. Can you guys smell it? Probably not, huh?
I feel like I can.
It's fun. I hope you guys at home, we probably should have done a setup. And you guys should have taken some time to get your own burning stuff. So feel free to
Maybe we'll put that in the show notes. Yeah. Pause. Pause if we need
to. Pause it and go get your own intentions and a nice heat-safe pot.
I am saying goodbye to broken appliances and things that, because so much broke. I had to do two roofs this year, an HVAC, a walk-in cooler, a new hood. Like, this stuff is just insane. But also, which cost, six figures. Well over. But then when I get an idea that's going to support our space and I jump to my credit card And we have so much stuff. I'm going to utilize the stuff that we have and really just build intentional spaces and just really look around at what I have and in my home too, and stop like just trying to replace things and like look around. What do I have? How can I set things up and be creative with the space that I have?
Yes. That kind of goes with my, so I'm doing be busy, getting rid of, and I'm going to be still. I'm going to be accepting of where I'm at right now and be present in that. And I'm going to wrap it around rosemary. Clears negativity, protection, going to protect my minds, protect my peace. A horse is a horse. I'm going to be a horse this year.
Yes.
All right.
We need to find somebody who works at like the Equus Center or something. We can have a trip out there.
Right? Oh, no. My computer's falling. Oh, that feels good.
Mm-hmm.
Intention.
Your house smells better than mine. Mine smells like burnt paper.
Mine smells like herbs.
Yes.
And nobody's yelled what's burning yet, so.
Nice.
So, yeah, it feels good to set those intentions, to say them out loud, to share them with somebody, and then put them out into the world.
Yes. Please share yours with us. We would love to hear them.
Tell us your intentions. Share and tag us at Bossy Rock, BOSSYROC. Subscribe to this podcast to keep up on all kinds of stories about true life business owners, what they've been through, what they want to teach you, what they want to share, so you don't feel alone in this journey, because it's lonely.
And it is. And if you are looking for something worthwhile to do with your time and money, you can sponsor us, because that would meet one of our goals. That would be amazing.
You're so good.
As Kelly has said many times, you know, sponsoring a podcast like this, especially if you're a small business owner, are the majority of the people that are listening to this are small business owners or people that support small business. So your message is getting out there.
Very targeted. One of the most targeted ads you can do, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So get out there.
I agree.
Set your goals. Be nice to yourself. Give yourself space and time. And let's take 2026 by the horse. By the
horse's mane. I've now this image of like grabbing a mane and we're jumping on bareback and running through the fields.
Oh, and running through the forest.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we're going to take that image and we're going to end it there. So follow us, subscribe, reach out to us with your ideas. If you want to be on the podcast, if you want to sponsor the podcast, at Bossy Rock, also bossyrock@gmail.com. Like I said before, we're going to build up the rest of our socials, but right now we're mostly on Facebook and Instagram. So be bold.
Be brave.
Be the boss.
Be the boss. Yay.
Today's episode is sponsored by Selena's Mexican Restaurant in Rochester, New York. We are proud to continue offering fresh-made, Mexican-inspired recipes that are affordable and served by Rochester's best. Check out our catering menu for groups of 10 to 2,000. Looking for something different to do? Selena's hosts monthly tequila tasting classes, as well as corporate team-building seminars. Check out the website to learn more, selenas.com, S-A-L-E-N-A-S.com. Come in and let us take care of the rest.
Hello, I'm Kelly.
And I'm Don. Looking for the perfect venue for your next event? We have what you need at the Union Tavern Restaurant and Event Space in Seabreeze.
Whether you're planning a large celebration for up to 120 guests or need a cozy, intimate space, we've got you covered. Check out the Brad Street, our hidden gem speakeasy, perfect for gatherings of up to 20 people.
With reasonable pricing, an exciting and inclusive menu, and no reservation fees for weekday groups, the Union Tavern makes hosting your event easy and affordable.
Celebrate in style right here at the Union Tavern.
Book today at the Union Tavern Seabreeze.com.
This has been a presentation of the Lunch Hour Podcast Network.